Hello and welcome to The Couch. I'm Jason DeRosso. And if you're new to this show, this is ABC Radio National's weekly chat about new shows on TV and streaming. Every week, we're letting you know what's out, what's worth watching, and maybe what you should skip. And joining me every week in this enterprise is TV critic Wenli Ma. Hello, Wenli Ma.
Hi, hi.
Welcome to The Couch. Well, you haven't left The Couch this week. You've been sleeping on The Couch.
I live here. I've got my blankets. I've got my cushions. I've got my snacks. I've got the bucket. No, I don't have a bucket.
The snacks. I was wondering what I'd sat on here. Okay. We begin this week with Maximum Pleasure Guarantee. This is a show about so many things. I feel the setup is so busy, but essentially it's about a divorced mother of one who's a journalist, who's a bit under the pump at work, and her only meaningful adult relationship is with this cam boy named Trevor, but he is violently abducted in the first episode, and things get pretty complicated from there.
Can I be uncomfortably honest with you? I just didn't think I'd be here, you know? Like, I'm supposed to have it all figured out.
We required commitment.
Commitment? Yeah.
This is an incredible opportunity.
Honestly, I'm a mess. Do you guys ever watch porn?
Commitment.
Mom?
You think you're the victim?
Look, I'm barely treading water.
You're saying treading water like is a bad thing.
You're doing great.
Thank you for listening.
Of course. I hate to do this, but we've only got like 6 minutes left.
Can we make 6 minutes work?
Paula.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
Okay, Maximum Pleasure Guaranteed. Do you want your money back or has it guaranteed you maximum pleasure?
I am satisfied. It is a promise and I think they fulfilled it. It's a very frantic, stressful show. Yes, Trevor the cam boy gets abducted, but it's revealed very, very early on because she goes to a cop played by Dolly De Leon from Triangle of Sadness. Mm. And she says, this is a scam. You're going to get a phone call in like a day or two and they're going to ask for like $20,000, $50,000 or Trevor bites it. It's a scam. We've seen it 100 times before. I mean, and it is a scam, but it just goes to a whole, I want to say other level, but it goes to like 37 other levels. I mean, you're right. It is a busy premise, but I feel like it's a show that very adeptly pulls together all these disparate strands. And because the character that Tatiana Maslany plays, Paula, is so frantic as a person for a lot of it, I just feel like the show mirrors that, but it does it in a way that doesn't lose you. And I think that's really hard.
Okay, so it doesn't lose you. Yeah, she's this, you know, typical middle-aged, single, you know, newly single mother of one, you know, the person who just has too much on her plate. So it's a highly relatable show, but it's on steroids, obviously. It's this fantasy of, well, this nightmare really that accompanies,
right. You know,
that accompanies everyone's worst nightmare about being on the internet in places where perhaps you shouldn't be, or you don't want other people to find out that you are, and suddenly you're a victim of a scam.
Yeah, and also because she's like one of those people, because she's actually like a fact checker, so she needs things to sort of be organized and accurate and truthful. There's actually a great conversation in the show between her and her boss later on about the difference between accuracy and facts and truth, which I think is great. But because she is somebody who is kind of an active participant in the chaos of her life as well, things happen to her, yes, but a lot of these things happen because of her as well. I think tonally, it reminded me of Beef Season 1 and probably what I wished Beef Season 2 had managed to get up to, but didn't quite do that. But I loved it. I devoured the whole thing pretty much within 2 days. I really love Tatiana Maslany as well because she was in Orphan Black and she won an Emmy about 10 years ago for playing essentially 17 different clone versions of a character.
Yeah, she's good in this.
She's really great.
What it reminded me of slightly, and maybe it's a bit of a tangential kind of reference, but Only Murders in the Building, in that it's another crime thriller about a kind of normal person with an ordinary life just thrust into this world of
conspiracies, yeah. Assassins. I should mention that Murray Bartlett, the Australian actor, plays a very shady dude who is very involved in a lot of this stuff. And I do think they've surrounded her with all these other characters as well, these supporting characters who are distinct, who are all kind of chaotic and maybe a little bit dirtbaggy in their own way. She's got these two younger colleagues on her team who, you know, sometimes make selfish decisions, as we all do, but whether or not they come through, I'm not going to spoil that. Her ex-husband, played by Jake Johnson, you know, he's this guy that there's one side of him you're like, yeah, you're doing the right thing. You know, I would have those concerns too about my ex-wife and the mother of my child. But at the same time, you're also like, wow, I can see why you two are no longer together. And I feel like it is a hyper-realized realism, but there's something in each of these characters. I'm like, I know someone like that. Except the assassin. I probably don't know an assassin. But then, you know, how would I know if they were? You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, well, that's two big thumbs up from you. Maximum pleasure guaranteed. It's streaming on Apple TV, 10 one-hour episodes. There is a conspiracy of a very different kind that may or not involve aliens, or I don't know what they are. This isn't a spoiler as well, because we kind of see them or get glimpses of the critters in the first episode. But I'm talking about a new show starring Bill Pullman, Gina Davis, Alfred Woodard, Alfred Molina. It's called The Burrows. Molina is a widower who moves into a retirement village where the previous resident of his particular villa, let's say, disappeared in mysterious circumstances.
My wife's dead. I don't have a future.
Yeah, but you're still here, buddy.
What, in The Burrows? God's waiting room?
That's what I thought once. But the truth is, people come here to live. Everybody's trying to figure out what to do with the time you got left. And that's young people, old people, doesn't matter. But here you've got not one, but three award-winning golf courses to choose from.
Golf is stupid.
That may be, but where else can you grab a club and whack the shit out of something?
Okay, that's a bit of the, I guess, emotional tone of the setup to this show, The Burrows. But it gets pretty interesting and sort of travels across all these different genre. I think reference points pretty soon.
It gets pretty gnarly. Mm. I know you were keeping it mysterious by saying that the previous resident had disappeared, but I think it's actually in the first 10 minutes that you see what happens to her. And, well, you definitely see a tease of the supernatural creatures that live beneath, within part of the Burrows, this retirement village, in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of a desert somewhere in New Mexico.
Picturesque, though, isn't it? We get this beautiful sort of crane shot or drone shot to set it up at the beginning.
But it also feels like Disneyland, right? Because it's this artificial community that is built on these mid-century modern aesthetic lines, almost as if the place itself is frozen in time. Mm. And then you put these characters in who are all retired and played by actors who I'm always shocked to discover are in their 70s, because to me, Gina Davis is forever in my mind, you know, from like, she's in her 30s.
No, totally. And this Once Upon a Time would have been a middling American drama feature film about, I don't know, theatre makers in New York sleeping with each other's partners or something. And here they all are, in their 70s now, in this show that I guess the baseline is it's about grief, which seems to be the obsession of our time, I think. Collectively, civilizational kind of decay. Personally, this kind of, we're living in a culture that's obsessed by youth. So this is a show about old.
Yeah, it's a show about grief, like literally, because Alfred Molina's character, Sam, is a widower. He was supposed to move into this community with his wife, played by Jane Kaczmarek, who died really not long beforehand. And he's been kind of forced into it because they signed a contract. All of their money, or his money now, is tied up in it and he can't get out of it. He doesn't want to be there. So there's this resistance. And then he finds this community within his cul-de-sac of these other characters. But then the high concept part of it is the supernatural element. And
they kind of look like gremlins a bit, almost. It's that kind of level critter.
They're a little bit like more limmy. They've got longer limbs, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So they're very creepy and they are, you know, literally crawling around. And it is the Duffer Brothers who did, of course, Stranger Things. And but they're only executive producers, so they're not the creators or the showrunners.
No, but they're really.
But their tone is in there.
Their tone is in there, and they're making a lot of the fact that they're executive producers on this show.
Yes, they have to because yeah. I mean that's basically part of their legacy at Netflix now. They've now left Netflix and they were probably one of the best known creators that Netflix had. But yeah, it is also this very, you know, obvious metaphor of aging is a monster that we fear. Like it, yeah. It's the physical manifestation of our fears about death and irrelevance. And I actually thought it was quite good in the end.
And they've already greenlit a second series, right? So it's, and you think it's got legs for more series?
Yeah, I mean, it does close out quite satisfactorily as well. But as they did with Stranger Things first season, there's a little bit of a tease at the end. So it's just like, we could come back. And it looks like they will.
Yeah. Okay, that's The Burrows. 8 episodes. Screening over at Netflix. And do you like it as much as Maximum Pleasure Guaranteed?
No, I don't. I think this is good. I think Maximum Pleasure Guaranteed is brilliant.
Okay. Well, that's it from us. That's it for another episode of The Couch. But we will be back, won't we, in a week with more discussion about what's new in streaming and TV. You're going to have to leave The Couch this week, though.
No, there's so much to watch.
I'm starting to worry about you.
There's so much to watch.
but yes, that is it from us. I'm Jason DeRosso.
I'm Wenli Ma.
And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.